This time I would invite you to turn in the Three Forms of Unity booklet you'll find most likely on either side of your bench, and we will read through the designated Lord's Day for the 31st week of the year, Lord's Day number 31, which you'll find on page 37. For some, the language that we read here, the office of the keys or the keys of the kingdom, are referring, kind of, if you look back to question answer 82, who then may be admitted to the table of the Lord? Well, those who have been admitted by the preaching, the teaching of the Word, the oversight of the church, and then as it says toward the end there, that those who are living contrary to God, either by the words that they're speaking or the life that they're living, shall be excluded by the office of the keys until they amend their lives. And so the goal, as we will see, of the preaching of the gospel, the goal of Christian discipline is always the restoration. It is always a return to the path of life, living in fellowship with God and His people. So we will read questions and answers 83, 84, and 85. I'll read the question, we'll read the answers through together. One thing I love about the Heidelberg Catechism is its personal engagement to faith and the life and experience within the Christian community. And as the Catechism is really bringing its conclusion to how is the work of the gospel experienced by God's people, and it outlines how we need to be saved by a mediator who is true God and true man. We know that Jesus Christ is this mediator from the entire witness of Scripture from beginning to end. And then as it went through the articles, the statements of the Apostles' Creed, it came at last to the ordinance of the sacraments. Since we're saved only by grace through faith, apart from any work of ourselves, where does this faith come from? Well, it's stated back in question 65. The Holy Spirit works faith in our hearts by the preaching of the Holy Gospel, confirms it by the use of the sacraments. And so it's not the last word the Catechism has to say about preaching and why church membership and being a part of the congregation is not an optional thing. Because it is actually by hearing and believing the gospel at the start that we come into the kingdom of God. And it's not as if that's over and done with, but it begins at that point and continues throughout the course of our life. And so the work and ministry of the gospel, when you took membership vows or your confirmants were confirmed in the church, well, you were saying, yes, I do, to those various questions. But really what all of us need to be saying when we hear membership vows like that is, that's me too. I too see my sin. I too trust in Christ. I too yield my heart and my life and who I am to His revealed Word. And so the life in the ministry of the church is really an essential part of how God preserves, or as we say, perseveres His people. What is the office of the keys? Well, the kingdom of heaven is open and closed in these two ways, and Christ talks of these, Matthew 18 as well as Matthew or John chapter 20, by the preaching of the Holy Gospel and Christian discipline. Preaching is what? Well, that's what happens at church, right? You hear the teaching. You're called to faith. You're called to conform your life to the demands and the affirmations of Scripture. And the second is the Christian discipline. What happens if at some point in life you move away from the church or if not physically, geographically, spiritually, you stop coming to church? What is the church's job at that point? Well, the church's job is to say, hey, you should be in church. You need to be under the teaching and preaching of the Word because you say you're a believer. You say you're one with Christ. But now by your life, you're saying otherwise. You think, oh, I don't really need the church. Church is just extra to me, optional to me. Well, if that's the attitude of your heart, then you're placing yourself outside of the kingdom of God. You're placing yourself outside of the life and ministry of the Christian church. Now, what does Jesus say? He's the narrow gate, and the Christian walk is the difficult way that will lead to life. Well, that difficult way that leads to life is not live as you please, believe as you want. It's to hold fast, to be strong in the Spirit of the Lord and in His Word. Well, how is the kingdom opened and shut? By the preaching of the Holy Gospel? Well, quite simply, when you hear the Gospel preached, it should resonate in your mind and your heart with, yes, that's what I believe. That's my intention. You identify with what's being said. And I know as young people, you know, you probably just as soon read a book or a story as hear these things, and yet even you are obliged to hear, to listen to the Word, to ask yourself, is that me? Am I doing that? Do I want to do that? And that's the engagement of the Scriptures. And I've said before that, well, how do you know whether the Spirit's working in your heart? Well, if when you hear the truth, it reaches you and say, yes, I know. I believe that to be true. That's my desire. That's my heart. Well, that's not native to you. That's not originating from your old nature. That's rising up from your new nature, wherein these things are being witnessed to you by the Spirit. How is the kingdom of heaven opened and shut? By the preaching? Well, that according to the command of Christ, what did Christ command? Well, to go and make disciples, to teach and to baptize. According to the command of Christ, it is proclaimed and openly witnessed to believers one and all, that as often as they accept the truth, the true faith, with true faith, the promise of the gospel, all their sins are really forgiven them, for the sake of Christ's merits. And on the contrary, to all unbelievers and hypocrites, that the wrath of God abides on them, and eternal condemnation abides on them as long as they are not converted. According to this testimony, according to your response to the Word of God, the truth of God, God will judge men both in this life and in the life that is to come. And Christian discipline is the same way. You notice that the verbs are reversed. In the preaching, it's opened and then shut. You come into the kingdom by the preaching and teaching of the Word. And then the sacrament or the key of discipline, how is the kingdom of heaven shut and opened? And so it assumes you're in until your life, your words demonstrate otherwise. That according to the command of Christ, if any under the Christian name show themselves unsound, either in doctrine or in life, after several brotherly admonitions, hey, you should be in church. Hey, you should stop frequenting the casino or whatever. If you don't listen to the godly counsel of leaders, after they neglect to hear them, they are by them denied the sacraments and thereby excluded from the Christian communion. And can you just go to another church and find a home? No. I mean, practically you can, but spiritually you can't. By God Himself from the kingdom of Christ. Until and unless they show real amendment of life. In other words, hey, I know I was living in a way I wasn't supposed to. I'd like to confess my sin. I'd like to be again received into the fellowship of God's people. And then with open arms, the church says, welcome back, welcome home. And of course, that is the goal of all discipline as well.